You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
MOTAT, or the Museum of Transport and Technology, recently opened a new exhibit, Te Pua Wānanga, aimed at engaging young people in science and innovation. I took a look around the exhibit and spoke on site to senior exhibition developer at MOTAT, Esther Tobin, about the exhibit and what it has to offer.
The new Science and Technology Centre, which is called Te Pua Wānanga, intends to provide a space for our young visitors to grow up with us. So from zero right through into teenagehood, there's places to play and learn in the realms of science and technology.
Yeah, and there's three areas in the space. What do the three areas sort of represent? What are they for, and what kind of things can you do in them?
So the first gallery is called Te Tumu, which means the base or foundation, and that's for our 0 to 5-year-olds and their families, so starting really from zero up until preschool. And that's an indoor playground where they can explore science and tech related to our environment and particularly Te Waiorea, where we are. And then our second gallery, Te Puku, is designed for older primary children and is kind of a core classic science offer, where you can go quite deep into some science concepts, quite heavy in physics in particular, but also a celebration of the stories related to innovation that belong here in Aotearoa. And then the third space, Te Waha, which is the mouth or portal, is the multi-purpose space, which is a space for education, programming, events and functions.
Yeah, the gallery's been open for 2 weeks now. How well has it been doing, are you, so far?
Well, so far it's doubled our visitation, so that's a pretty good barometer for us. We've seen a real surge in visitation, and people seem to be having a really good time in there. I've seen lots of happy children and parents and teachers, so it's gone amazing, really, for us. That's all we could ask for.
Yeah, and if you're, I guess, not a kid, if you're a parent or an adult without kids, or someone, you know, from 16 to 20 or whatever, does the space, you know, have stuff for you as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, they always say that teens are the most elusive audience for museums, and if you can get them in, then you're winning. And I got my teen along, and on the way he was like, will there be Wi-Fi? And I was like, you'll be having too much fun. He was like, okay. And then he did. He had a great time engaging with my family and on the exhibit. So I think everyone wants to play in the world of science and tech and learn about that. I don't think it's something, it's designed, of course, specifically for children to support them with their curiosity and to maintain that curiosity and sustain it, because young people decide often that science is for them by the age of around 10 to 12. So you want to get them in early and get them really hooked in deep into it. But I think this space is awesome for people of all ages.
After talking for a bit, we started looking at the gallery in Te Tumu.
This space is called Te Tumu, and it's designed for under fives and their caregivers. So it's a space for our very littlest visitors in Tamaki Makaurau to come in and start their exploration around science and tech and mātauranga.
And what kind of activities would people be looking at in this kind of space?
So because it's for our very youngest audiences, it's essentially an indoor playground, but it's inspired by where we are in Tamaki, and specifically Te Waiorea. So the springs is the kind of conceptual start point for the whole centre, and also this gallery in particular. So it's a playground that explores things like a puna or a river with a waka, and it explores fishing technology and tuna, which are plentiful in Te Waiorea. And it has also a puriri grove for our babies, because historically Te Waiorea was rich in puriri because it's a lava rock forest. So we tell that story there as well. So it's a playground that makes the point that science and tech is grounded in our environment, in our natural environment.
We then went through to Te Puku, an area designed for some older kids with more information and interactivity.
So Te Puku is kind of our core science and technology offer for primary school children. And the concept here is around, again, science grounded in our part of the world only. So science and technology relevant to Aotearoa. And the upright rainbow is a really great example of that. So we were told the story by one of our creative storyteller advisors, Peter Ture, which is when Kupe was travelling across Te Moana Nui a Kiwa chasing Whekea, the the octopus, he saw a number of tohu or signs that he was on the good path, on the right path, and one of them was an upright rainbow, so an up and down column of white light. And so we wanted to signal to visitors that they are also on the right path. They're welcome here, come on in. So this is our expression of the upright rainbow, but of course it also moves through all the colours of the rainbow, and you can get inside the rainbow, which of course you can never do in real life, but you get in here. So this is our first section in Te Puku, which is around light and colour.
We then had a look around Te Puku. Lots of interactive activities with basic machines, a bouncing contraption, and an interactive periodic table, before taking a look at Te Waha, the open space, home to a tall building-like structure.
Yeah, so we're in front of a bit of a contraption here. Could you talk a little bit about Te Manawa Magic Box and what it's about?
Sure. Well, Te Manawa Magic Box is within our third space, which is called Te Waha. And this is our multi-purpose space designed for education, programming, events, and activations. And Te Manawa is like a shapeshifter. It can move through the space. It's got its own little robot, which will pick it up and move it into another area when we want to have a big event in here. And it's got four sides, and each side is designed to be activated in a different way. So the side just behind us is our demonstration bar, so that's where we can have people doing chemistry experiments or demonstrating their skill and their work or their concepts. Then we've got this super fun side, which is just to play on mirrors and optical illusions, so it's a way to get everybody sort of looking into the box and engaging with it. We have the back side is for collections. We've got a selection of robots on display there at the moment. And then the final side is our design challenge. So any time of the day, you can come in and sit down and go through a self-directed design challenge and make something, Tinker.
Yeah, I'm absolutely just blown away. You're saying this can move. Is that, like, for context for people listening, this is an absolutely massive box. Does it move, like, quickly or...?
Yeah, well, you're right. It's a building within a building. And when we wanted to, you know, with the centre, activate the innovation of young people and challenge them, this was one of our challenges. We challenged ourselves in terms of engineering this and making it safe and stable and movable. But, yes, there is a bespoke robot that picks this up and moves it through the space. So everything shuts down like a Swiss Army knife, and then she can move.
We then took a look at Beats in Time, an exhibit displaying different musical technologies throughout history.
So this story is called Beats in Time, and it's where our collections really shine. And it's really the story of technological innovation through audio equipment. There's lots of different topics you could show this with, but it's a way to show the relationship between culture and technology and how they reinforce one another, and just to show the change across time. So we start the story with our phonograph, and you can hear an example of that audio. And then you move through all the different phases and stages right up through to contemporary methods of listening to music as well. I think the joy of it is hearing the difference. Sound qualities. We worked with some amazing sound engineers to show you what it sounds like when you're listening to a tape on a tape deck, and the sound of pressing down the tape player and the tape starting up, and then compared to the sound of a CD starting to whir away. So, and then we've got a touchscreen here, an interface where you can learn more about all of these examples of audio technology and this relationship to social history. Through text and imagery and more video on the screen. And then there's an interactive which allows you to have a listen to a selection of these players and they light up as you listen to them, and turning the dial you'll hear some classic Kiwi music and see where they come from and how they're played.
That was Senior Exhibition Developer at MOTA, Esther Tobin, speaking to me about their new exhibit, Te Pua Wānanga.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.